Rachel's complaint. If ever there was a man that loved a woman, Jacob was that man. So strong was the love of Jacob for Rachel that he willingly worked 7 years to become wedded to her. On the last day of that 7th year, he looked forward to being with Rachel. But Jacob, the trickster, was now tricked himself into marrying Leah, Rachel's older sister. With determined love, Jacob contracted with her father Laban to work without wages an additional 7 years. At long last, Jacob obtained Rachel as his wife. Being so powerfully loved, one would think that Rachel would have been satisfied. She was blessed above many to have had a husband that deeply cared for her. But we find instead of Rachel rejoicing in her husband's love, her eye turned in envy to Leah. Looking at Leah and her children, Rachel compared herself to her. Then she opened her mouth in a complaint that began her path downward. With her eye off the blessings of God, she focused on not being able to have a child. Rachel desired that which Leah had, children. So Rachel set out to scheme and resolve her complaint. As a result, we see Jacob's strong love towards Rachel begin to fade. One can easily imagine how Rachel must have sounded as she approached him and demanded, "Give me children, or else I die." In that one sentence, Rachel set in motion her own early death. Although Rachel was abundantly blessed, we never read of her giving thanks to God. Life would have been so much easier for her had she only gone to God and made her request known to Him, waited for His answer, and then yielded to His will. God nevertheless did bless Rachel with a child. She named him Joseph, which means adding. With the naming of her child, it was revealed that Rachel was still not satisfied. She said, "The Lord shall add to me another son." In her presumption, God did add another son, but the birth of that son was the door to her death. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath. And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass, when she was in her labor, that the midwife said unto her, "Fear not, thou shalt have this son also." And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, and Rachel died. In conclusion, Rachel lived a very unhappy life. She had more than heart could wish, but was not content with her blessings. Therefore, her life that should have been fulfilling became a life of self-inflicted, multiplied sorrow. The lesson for us today: let your manner of life be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." This is Velma Sanders with God's Word Alive, August 2020.